Well, a stately home on the edge of Prague has been snapped up for just under a quarter of a billion crowns. The new owner of the well-preserved Baroque Colodier landmark will be getting not just a luxury property and grounds, but also an interesting slice of Czech history. Chris Johnstone reports on the individual property and top-of-the-range real estate market.
The Baroque Colodier Chateau is perhaps one of the best-known stately homes in the Czech Republic. From the mid-1950s, it was used by the Czechoslovak and then Czech governments for regular as well as ceremonial meetings, becoming a backdrop for the arrival of VIP motorcades and official handshakes. But the government reluctantly gave up the chateau at the start of 2009, after losing a restitution battle with its former owners. The winner of that long battle, Vítězslav Kumpera, has now sold it on for a reported price of 233 million crowns, around $12 million, to a Czech-registered company about which little is known. His grandfather, Antonín Kumpera, bought the property in 1937 when he was director of the Walter Motor Company. But the family was evicted after the Second World War on the basis of the so-called Beneš decrees, after being accused of sympathising with the Nazi occupiers. A Czech court ruled in 2008 that the confiscation was illegal. The chateau was used by the Communist secret police for training and for interrogating prisoners, including communist victims of purges in the early 1950s. Those unhappy visitors included Otto Schling and Gustav Husák, who later replaced Alexander Dubček as Communist Party leader before becoming Czechoslovak president. It was also briefly used by the first Czechoslovak president, T.G. Masaryk, as his Prague residence in 1919, before he chose to relocate to Lány, a choice confirmed by his successors. If Colodej is now in Czech hands, it will be part of a growing trend, according to Jaroslav Žižka, sales director with top-of-the-market real estate company Svoboda & Williams. It currently has a series of chateaus on its books seeking buyers. Mr. Žižka says there has been a turnaround since 2004, when most of the buyers of Czech stately homes and castles were foreigners.
When we become an EU member, the proportion was 80 to 20%, 80% foreigner clients, 20% Czech clients. It changed up to 50 to 50%, let's say around 2007. But today, I have to say, it's the right opposite. So it's 80% Czech or local people, 20% foreigners. And out of those foreigners, I have to say that most of the foreigners are people that are either expats or people that are in some way connected with the Czech Republic.
Whatever the trend among buyers, the overall market for such pricey properties has stagnated as a result of the economic crisis. But for those that lost out on the Colodej purchase, the good news is that there are still hundreds of other Czech stately homes and castles seeking a new owner.
Chris Johnstone with that report.